September we submit auditions, and then by October 15th we have the results. The music packets are sent out within a week, and then we practice, prepare for this festival, and last week we attended 2 days of rehearsal at Chugiak High School, and then our final performance was at West Anchorage High School Saturday night.
These are essentially all-star teams of the music world for high school, but I imagine it's hard to put together the team and get them all going in the same direction in such a short time.
Yeah, it is, but these directors are by and large experienced in that kind of realm, and if you prepare your students for that kind of experience, then in a matter of a day, things will gel. And they're hardworking. You know, these musicians are concerned about the output, you know, the final product, so they put their all into it.
And what was the final product like and watching and listening?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, the concert itself is, for me, just a bit of closure. What I enjoy the most is sitting in on rehearsals and seeing the process. And often you get some of your best musical moments in those rehearsals because the kids are in their normal clothes. You know, it's not a high profile situation. They're comfortable and they make, you know, you have these great moments. The performance for the public is just a matter of closure. Okay, here's our one final shot to do these songs for the audience and, you know, the formalities of it all. But yeah, it's every bit of the way worthwhile experience.
It was an exciting time. Mara Sullivan and I were in the treble choir. There's four groups up at Allstate, and you can either make it into the orchestra, band, mixed, or treble choir. And we sang lots of different songs. We sang a song called Sisters, kind of a southern, written by two African-American women. We sang a couple Christmas carols, one called This Little Babe, and it had an echo effect. We got to sing a lot of more challenging music than we would sing, say, for our high school band, and we had a great conductor for the treble choir from Texas.
Do you have a favorite among those pieces? Or?
Yeah, the one I mentioned, This Little Babe, it was very fast, but we had three different voice parts, and they were one beat off syncopated, so it sounded like an echo. It was really exciting. I really enjoyed that piece.
What's it like to be thrust into a group with a whole bunch of students you probably don't know, but and then have to perform with them in relatively short time?
Oh, it's really great. I've made lots of friends because usually with these honor choirs, some of the same people will be there, and you see them again. And so, but there are a lot of new people, but they all are really into singing, and they're usually all good singers and very determined to put on a good show. Director has something new to offer. They're usually of high caliber. They're really good at what they do. So it's a little bit high tense because you're trying to get so much work done so fast to put on a good performance. But because everyone is so driven by the same, you know, to sing well, to put a good performance, it goes off really well.
Bud, what grade are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Okay, so this was not your first time to go to Allstate.
This was actually my first time.
Okay.
I've gone to honor band my freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, but this is the first time.
Okay, so what was that like for you?
It was really a big deal, and you can kind of tell. I remember just 5 minutes after the practice, you could easily tell that it was like 10 times more intense than honor band. You know, usually in honor band, you play for an hour and, you know, you get up and you stretch out and you just tell a couple jokes. You know, the director will kind of crack a couple jokes for like 30 minutes. But, you know, in state band, you sit there and it's pretty much silent the whole time. And, you know, you're really into the music and practicing and, you know, and you average about 10 to 11 hours of practice a day.
Yeah. Did you have favorite pieces that you played or...?
I think the first and the last pieces for band, the first piece was Sentry Tower. And it was, I thought it was really fun because it was really fast paced and it was a challenge. And I usually like pieces that can be really challenging. And then the last piece was a song called Sheltering Sky. And I thought it was a really beautiful piece. You know, it really kind of told a story, you know, and it was just beautiful.
How was it to play with that level of other musicians, kind of an all-star team of state high school musicians there?
It can be pretty intimidating at times, especially, you know, you'd be warming up, practicing before, you know, before the practice starts, and you'll be hearing these guys playing these just insane scales off of this huge 150-page scale book, you know, and they've got all these articulation exercises and slurs and A-flat scale, chromatic. They'll just be, you know, chromatic scale is really hard, and these guys will just be doing it for fun.